As a new Christian in 1975, one of the early things God taught me was Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, let me put it this way, the Word of God in the New Testament especially, but also promises of God in the Old Testament, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's not just any scripture that we meditate in, but we meditate in the scripture brought to us by the Holy Spirit. Or if we're reading the Bible, the something that just kind of burns through us, we stop and meditate on that. Meditate basically means to think carefully on it, especially how it applies to our life. One time, God called my attention to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That which is good to the use of edifying, does it edify that other person? Does it cause that other person to think on God and the ways of God? People often love to talk about politics, especially if they're in the same party in the United States. That does not minister grace to the hearers. That just causes you to focus on man and what man can do for you. I had been thinking on this Ephesians 4:29, the things that edify the church and the things that are corrupt communication. This was during the election between Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton, when they were running for president of the United States. I went to visit my neighbors across the street one day, and I wanted to say, what do you think about this election? Oh, that was so strong in me. I'm sure I had picked it up from newscast, because I have never been a political person, and I've never even been a person that much followed news. But this thing interests me and kind of hooked me, and I let myself be pulled into the subject. And that's exactly where it sprang from, the corrupt communication. Except I didn't allow the corrupt communication to come out of my mouth, though the temptation was incredibly strong. It would not edify my neighbors. It would just cause hard feelings and difficulties. But I can't even tell you how strong it was in me to want to say that. I've never even been political in my life. But I wanted to say, what do you think about the election? But because I had been meditating in this scripture and knew that would be corrupt communication and it would not minister grace, I didn't say it. But I wanted to say it. I finally just got up and went home. because the temptation was so great. Take that scripture that is brought to your mind by the Holy Spirit and think on it. Meditate on it day and night. Recently, someone in our church group printed a scripture that really caught my attention. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Through Christ, the Word, that strengtheneth me. I can do all things when I have that Word of God before me, leading me and guiding me and showing me what to do and what not to do. And when I keep it before me, it causes me to have strength to be able to endure temptation or to go forward. This is a life-changing concept that God taught me. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Psalm 1 says the same thing. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It can be such a strong temptation to listen to what man has to say on your favorite newscast. That is such a strong pulling. Recently, God showed me to go back to the Old Testament and see what the prophets had to say about the end times, because that information's from God. Sometimes it's a terrible pulling, leading us to the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I looked up the word scornful and thought on that. Scornful is someone who makes fun of other people, acting as if he's better than them, making fun of people, belittling them. If you know someone who is scornful, it says don't sit with them. There was a woman at the Bridge Center back when I used to play bridge. I no longer play bridge, but when I used to play bridge, and she was so scornful of other people, making fun of them. Just separate yourself from that person, which is what I did. But sit with those whose delight is in the Word of God, and they meditate on it day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I live in Colorado, and every once in a while we drive along the road, and you'll see trees that have just sprung up, and it's from some kind of water, like a creek or something. And they get stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger, and they won't be blown down by a normal wind. Sometimes we hear rumors, or our devil brings thoughts of fear to us. If we think upon the word the Holy Spirit shows us, and do that word, we have the power of God to deal with the issue. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I would once again stress to you that it's especially important to focus on any word that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind. It can be a scripture, or it can be just a concept. For that is something you need. It's a special message from God to you. I look at it that way for myself. Therefore, it is a life-changing concept to meditate on that word brought to our mind, or that scripture brought to our mind from the Holy Bible, by the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.